Here we are at Smith and Roland Unplugged, and here comes Mr. Roland. I'm waiting
I
on
am
him.
on the air with
There you
Alan
are.
Smith. I am here with Alan Smith and the Smith and Roland Show, where Alan, I don't know if you've had time to tell him, but we set the standard for all
No,
truth.
I
You
was
told him
waiting
that,
on
right?
you.
You
No,
didn't
I was
tell
waiting on you.
him?
No, I was
Oh,
waiting on you. I was waiting on
wow.
you.
Okay. Well, we set the standard for all truth. To hear the opposite side of that, I now introduce Alan Smith. I mean,
Why
you
did
know.
I wait on you? Why?
I don't know. I don't
Why?
know. I don't know why you do that stuff.
This is my, I know God's getting bored at my prayer, but I pray every day. God, why, Jeff? Why? Why? Why, Roland?
It's
Why,
like
Roland?
you're
Why?
the reason is
Yeah.
because I'm see, listen, I am a perfecting influence in your life.
No doubt.
That's the real
No
deal
doubt.
right
No, I
there.
don't know how perfecting a thorn is, but you are perfection. I'll tell you that. Roland, I'll tell you somebody else who's got a thorn. And
What's that? Who is that?
I
Who?
don't know if you've
Who?
been following old Mark Driscoll and the Lindell guy. What's his first name?
Yeah, John Lindell.
John
Yeah.
Lindell. You know, Lindell had this He-Man Club conference of some sort.
Yeah.
Had over
Yeah.
6,000 men there, and they like to, I guess they like to play He-Man. He has army tanks and stuff. Anyway, at this last conference last week or so, we've discussed it once or twice now. But
Yeah.
I want to switch over to Mark a little. But anyway, he had this He-Man Club conference or something. And so they had this pole dancer man. We've talked about him, pole dancer,
Yeah.
stripper, club
Yeah.
stripper, salt swallowing sword
Yeah.
guy on the pole. And so then Mark Driscoll, he was the preacher, and the next day he got up and he just for a good 3 minutes blasted it until he was shut down on how it was pagan and all that, which I agree
Yeah,
with Mark.
right.
And
Yeah, absolutely.
so then I started then they started making all of these things like Mark, how he had fallen and all this sort of fallen pastor. And then Lindell
Yeah.
says he restored him. He restored him
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
or he brought him back, gave him a platform or something. Maybe he did all those things. I don't know. Who
Yeah.
knows about all that? But anyway, he was saying how Mark was taking advantage of Lindell and by blasting. Listen, I don't care who you are. There was over 6,000 men there, and when they had the stripper on the pole in the pulpit, why in the world every man in there didn't walk out? I don't
Yeah,
know.
that's exactly my problem. Absolutely.
And they say that less than 100 did,
Yeah.
but
Out of
they did
6,000.
out of 6,000. So that's a shame, disgrace right there.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Driscoll, he got up and blasted it. And so I was doing digging in a little bit on old Driscoll because they kept referring to his fall. And the biggest thing I can find in his fall, Jeff, they called him a bully.
Yeah.
He was asked to step, he founded a couple churches. And a previous church, he was asked to step down for being a bully. They well, they said he had alleged abusive behavior.
Yeah.
Now, and all the sermons and stuff I've listened to, he sounds like just an old evangelical, independent Baptist preacher, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
If he's a well, matter of fact, I'll go as far as to say this: if he's a bully, you're a bulldozer bully, because they ain't nobody, they ain't nobody heard you preach. So I've listened to old Mark Driscoll, and I'm like, well, my Lord, I've sat under Jeff Rowland for 30 years. This man's mild. So I'm trying to figure out if he's a bully, cause Jesus help us is all I can say.
Back in the day when I'd go to church, I knew that I had done a good job if people left feeling worse than when they came. Then I knew I had done my job. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
But
that's
old
about a good way.
Driscoll is being called a bully because he took a stand against sin. And that
well, that's
seems
what
to
it's
be
looking
what we're
like.
finding.
Now, they might be more to the story, Jeff, but that's
Right.
what it's looking like to me.
Yeah, that's what's coming up so far. There may be more to it, but that's what's coming up. He stands against sin. People don't like it, and they call him a bully for it. So,
yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
and so basically, what the new paradigm is if you preach the truth, you're going to be called a bully. And if you're called a bully, that means you have fallen. And they won't explain the fallen. They'll leave it out
No,
there
they're were they
like you've
calling
had
it?
several
Yeah.
affairs and all this sort of thing.
Yeah, it's saying is they're saying, well, right here it is. In the summer of 2014, Driscoll faced public criticism and formal complaints from Mars Hill staff members, which is the church he helped found, and congregants, which is congregation, due to alleged abusive behavior.
Yeah.
In August of 2014, the board of Acts 29 Network, which he founded, or was part founder, removed him from its membership and urged him to step down from ministry. He must have been preaching hell hot. On October 14th, 2014, it says Driscoll resigned from Mars Hill Church. Within 3 months of Driscoll's resignation, Mars Hill Church was dissolved. Gosh,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, read the writing on the wall here.
Yeah.
I think he had over 10, 15, 20,000 members in that network.
Wow. Wow.
So they asked him to step down, and then it dissolves in 3 months. I don't know if I'd have been looking at that. I might have would have rethought it. Now, I don't doubt in my mind that Mark Driscoll was a preaching machine who told it like it was. He probably didn't put a bunch of flowers on it. Probably didn't say what you think. Probably didn't
Right,
say, I
yeah.
want you to consider.
That's right.
I imagine that he kind of just threw it right out there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure. I'll tell you this. I will say, let me say this. This come to me. It's maybe the Lord or maybe just me. But if the United States was full of Mark Driscolls, we wouldn't be in the shape we're in now.
That's exactly right. I'll say amen to
now,
that.
Now, that's just, now,
yeah.
there again, I guess people hadn't heard hard preaching. I mean, I was a little boy growing up, and y'all just don't know what hard preach.
No,
I mean,
people don't know that nowadays, Alan. Preaching's gone. We've traded preaching for sharing and speaking and teaching, and we don't preach anymore. And no one preaches absolute truth. They always give you, let's give you multiple views when there's only really one view if you're going to preach, and that's God's view.
So we've gotten
way away from that. And we're scared to death that we're going to offend somebody else by making a stand on what the truth of the Word of God is. I said it in Sunday's podcast. I said it Sunday morning preaching. The real problem we have in the church as well as the nation is, do you believe the Bible or don't you believe the Bible? So you've got to make a choice at some point. Do you believe the Bible or don't believe the Bible? And if you're going to say, well, but it's a matter of interpretation. No, it's not. It's a matter of what did God say in his book? He wrote the book. So therefore, we've got to acknowledge that. When Mark Driscoll got up and said what he did at that conference, he was speaking the truth from the Word of God. He was shut down because of it. And I'll guarantee you that's what his fall was about. He preached the truth from the Word of God, and they called him a bully for it. And so what people get angry about is people's tone of voice, not necessarily what they say. I mean, Donald Trump says the right things, but nobody likes the way he says it. And that's kind of where we're at. That's kind of
rolling on thing I can tell you is this. Let me give you a little bit of advice here.
Okay.
Okay, a little bit of advice to Mr.
Yep.
Roland here,
Yep.
Pastor Dr. Roland.
Yes.
Is Roland, you better keep doing podcast, because I don't think you're gonna, if you
I ain't
don't,
gonna make it in
you ain't gonna
the
make it
other world.
in the other
No,
world. You just ain't gonna make
I
it.
ain't gonna make it in the other
And
world.
the only thing
I'm
I
out
can
of
say,
season.
and I'll tell you to, and on in you know and on your defense, I can defend you here a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Is I've tried to calm you down for 35 years,
That's right.
and I've tried to calm you down, and you'll calm maybe there just for a little bit, but I've learned if you calm you when you come out, you're worse. So I
That's
just leave.
exactly right.
So
That's right. It all
it's
gets
like,
suppressed and pushed down, then it
well, it's like,
explodes all at one time.
oh, you, a little boy, did you ever have a slingshot? And the longer you hold, the further back the rubber goes.
That's
And
exactly
then when
right.
it and
That's
then
right.
when it and then when it comes out, you're gonna kill somebody. So
That's exactly
I've just
right.
learned better off just to let you leave you alone,
But I
and
do
let
believe
you.
that's what we need today. We need some people that'll just stand up and preach. We need preachers again. And I don't, you
Yeah,
know. And
yeah,
let
I
me tell
think
you,
we did.
watch this. Let me just put this in there. There's 7,000 preachers out there that ain't
Oh,
found a
no.
need of hell, but all of them's driving trucks. They ain't preaching. I mean,
Sure
I'm
does. It sure. I guarantee you, if you talk to the
just
old Driscoll and say, "Well, what's your passion of life?" He'd say, "I want to drive
That's exactly right. That's
a
exactly right, buddy. Ain't no doubt about that number. I hate that for
truck."
Mark Driscoll, and I hate that that's going on
Well,
in the church, but I do believe that frames a larger issue that we have, that we just have a lack of people standing flat-footedly and saying, now this is what the Bible says. We ain't going to bend on it. There's not another viewpoint. We're not going to entertain another viewpoint. We're going to go with what does the Bible say about this particular issue. If we did that, then I think that we could at least start on a platform of truth and solidarity around the truth, instead of trying to entertain everybody's feelings and being sensitive to everybody's opinion. I'm so sick of all that mess. I can't hardly stand it.
Well,
You
that's,
never get done with all that.
you've always you're sent you know you've always been very sensitive,
I'm a sensitive kind of guy. They
you're
call me Jeff Sensitive Roland, hashtag.
They've called you a lot of things, but sensitive ain't one of them. I was doing a Babylon Bee there now. I hope you know the difference. You know what? That reminds me, one of the comments on our one of the Smith and Roland shows here a few weeks back. This guy commented and he said, "Well, I thought I was watching Babylon Bee until I found out they were serious."
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's
Yeah.
exactly right. Yeah. And I love that comment. I'm going to frame
So
that on
anyway, you got
my
the Driscolls out there. It says that Driscoll, he planted that church, founding him and a Mike Gunn founded Mars Hill Church in 95, and the church met at Driscoll's home. And by
Wow.
spring of 97, the church had relocated to expand to two services.
Wow.
So anyway, he planned. Now he was 25 years old. He's 53 now, but he was 25 when he founded Mars Hill. And so then he started 97. He was invited to speak at a Leadership Network Pastors Conference. Speech he made inspired many, and it started a kind of an emerging church movement, according to Driscoll. And they went out and they were focusing, of course, to reach Gen X and some of those. So he and then he founded Acts 29 Network. Now both of these he was asked to step down from. The Acts 29 Network was a church planting network, Jeff. That was his arm for just to plant churches everywhere. And the goal of this was, to plant churches, and they were they and their number they put out there, their goal was 1,000 new churches that they were wanting to plant out of Acts 29. And so anyway, it started off, it went from 11 other churches, 17 and 23, and it started to grow rapidly. Then they reached 50 churches, and I said to 23, it was 03, and by 206 they had done 500 churches.
Wow.
And so anyway, it and they have 38 churches in 16 other countries. So I would
Yeah.
call that a pretty successful,
Yeah.
in Acts 29, it says that it would match his structure of strict orthodoxy and views on theology, politics, while allowing latitude in cultural specifics. And so we see that, I think he had a, I don't know, Jeff, seemed like to me he had a pretty good thing going there. And
Yeah.
he probably had a pretty stout preaching as he was,
Sounds like
continuing
it.
on. And but evidently it's some it resonated with a lot of people, it looks like.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we started those churches, and then somewhere along the line, well, was it 2016? He was, they started saying he's too much of a bully. But anyway, he's been on the ABC Nightline.
Wow.
So anyway, he's, in March 2009, Driscoll was involved in ABC Nightline debate entitled, "Does Satan Exist?" Driscoll and Annie Lobert, founder of Hookers for Jesus Christian Ministry, argued for the existence of the devil. And so, against the philosopher Deepak Chopra and Carlton Pearson, huh? The
Wow.
former fundamentalist, I think Carlton went universal. He went into universalism.
Yeah, and
And
what
yeah.
didn't Carlton Pearson, didn't he wasn't he in the Word of Faith and
He was,
Prosperity Gospel?
he was in that more. He was, but he would be in the conservative side of that
Yeah.
movement. And then he went into universalism. So, and then he died of cancer, I think, about a year ago.
Wow.
So,
Oh my
so
goodness.
anyway, so Driscoll's been in a lot of things at a young age of 53, but here's his resignation
Wow.
from Acts 29, the Gospel Coalition. It says here on March 29, 2012, Driscoll resigned as president of Acts 29 and from the Council of the Gospel Coalition, turning his responsibilities over to Matt Chandler. Commenting on the transition, Chandler said the Acts 29 board was running a network of 422 churches on six continents. The same way when it was 80 to 100 churches on one continent. Chandler also planned to disentangle Acts 29 from Mars Hill Church prior to Driscoll's departure. Huh. As Acts 29 was
Wow.
primarily funded by Mars Hill, by mid-2014, Driscoll was no longer on the board of Acts 29. Driscoll was a founding member of the Gospel Coalition, a fellowship of Reformed Evangelical Churches. On his departure, he wrote he had no relational conflict with anyone and no disagreement theologically. Rather, he explained that he was re reorganizing his priorities and could not keep up with all of his commitments. Driscoll indicated that he intended to devote more of his efforts to Mars Hill, more time to his family, and less time to travel. And here is the former charges that were against. It was by from Elder Dave Kraft in 2013. This would have been what, 10, 11 years ago. Because I've been somewhat interested. They keep saying he's a fallen pastor, a fallen pastor.
Right,
Me and
yeah.
you, I'm thinking, well, dang, it's like he's preaching the word.
Yeah.
Here it says, now this is in Wikipedia. In May 2013, former Mars Hill elder Dave Kraft filed formal charges of mistreatment against Mark Driscoll and other leaders at Mars Hill. He specifically accused Driscoll of being domineering, verbally violent, arrogant, quick-tempered. Kraft further argued that this established pattern of behavior disqualified Driscoll from church leadership. Mars Hill Church Board of Advisors and Accountability responded, saying that they sent 100 letters to former elders and staff in an effort to substantiate Kraft's charges. They received 18 responses, which they reviewed and determined them to be non-disqualifying with respect to Driscoll's leadership position. However, the board did initiate a reconciliation process to address many offenses and hurts that are still unresolved. Dave Kraft worked at Mars Hill from 2005 to 2013 and was Driscoll's personal coach during that time.
So basically, they asked him to resign because he was preaching the truth and they didn't like it.
Well, that's what it's looking like so far. Now, here's some more leaders after 2014. Michael Paulston, writing the New York Times, wrote that while Driscoll has endured criticism from the American political left and liberal Christianity for many years. Well, there you go. Recent years leading up to and including 2014 saw the rise of criticism from conservative Christians, including Driscoll's former allies and supporters. According to the Seattle Times, accusation of plagiarism. If you want to take somebody down, that's what you do. Plagiarism by talk radio host Janet Mefford were a crucial turning point that drew outside interest into Mars Hill internal affairs and prompted inquiries from new critics about the church and how it handles its finances. See, there you go.
They started
saying that the church wasn't handling this. And the criticism was against the church and how it handled finances.
Yeah.
After hearing of Medford's plagiarism accusations, evangelical Christian and Grove City College psychology professor, well, let's be sure and get one of them in there.
Yeah, boy.
Warren Takamakahakamuki.
Yeah.
I don't know how you say his name. Throckmorton. That's what it is. Throckmorton took interest and became a critic of Driscoll and Mars Hill. Well, let's get the criticism of a good psychology professor to make it true. Documenting other examples of perceived plagiarism, abuse reported by former Mars Hill members, questionable uses of church finances. On March 29, 2014, four former Mars Hill elders created a blog titled Repent, Pastor, and posted online confessions and apologies related to their leadership roles in Mars Hill. In a joint statement, they wrote, "We recognize and confess that Mars Hill has hurt many people within the Mars Hill community, as well as those outside the community." Salone summarized the statements, writing that the former leaders emphasized the failures to rein Driscoll in and their complacency with Driscoll's autocratic management style. Fristenberg's concerns include that while the church appeared to flourish, employees lived in constant stress, and success was to be attained regardless of human and moral cost. He was quoted as saying, I'm not going to quote just about that. Driscoll addressed the former complaints. In a recorded message shown to church members, Driscoll discussed the various controversies in 2014. He said that he could not address some members' discontent because the complaints were anonymous. According to Rob Smith, former program director at the church, the autonomy assertion really touched a nerve to former members. In response, the centers organized a Facebook group called Dear Pastor Mark and Mars Hill. We are not anonymous.
Oh Lord.
So then it just goes on. In August 2014, then Acts 29 removed Driscoll from Mars Hill membership. So they just, he went, so that his, that was his fault. Basically, it looks like here, Jeff, that, well, there again, the only thing I can say, you would not have lasted long at Mars Hill, Pastor Rowe.
Mars Hill would not have liked me very much.
No,
you know what? The truth is people hunger after strong leadership. And then when they get strong leadership, they don't want it.
They can't handle it.
And they can't handle that. And so,
and I'm not saying that Driscoll wasn't pushy and all the above. I mean, but I
He probably
evidently,
was. If he led the church, you about have to be.
if he evidently, a lot of people had never met the real devils, all I can tell you.
No,
If
exactly. That's
they
exactly right.
think some preachers are pushy, they ought to get in front of the devil. That's the reason they're
Yeah,
being
that's
pushed
exactly
around in
right.
their life. So
That's
anyway, there
exactly
you go.
right.
Any
Well,
closing
I
thoughts
just
there,
think it's
Roland?
sad. Well, I just think it's sad that when you preach the truth, you're accused of verbal abuse. And that is a psychological ploy to try to silence the men of God. And that's akin to a Jezebel spirit.
Yeah. Well, that's just,
And
it's
that's
not a.
exactly what Driscoll was that's what Driscoll was pointing out. And oddly enough, when John Lindell sided with the gay stripper, he was shutting down and shutting the mouth of the prophet of God. And so John Lindell was a part of that Jezebel spirit. That's why he agreed with the gay stripper. You know.
Yeah,
And that's
that's
what we've got going on in churches today. When you got strong leadership, it appears that passive leadership gets a pass, but all that produces is more ungodliness. Strong leadership's going to cost you something. There's no doubt about it. But strong leadership is the only thing that's going to save the church and our nation.
Well, as you know, the repercussions of that in his life was big. It says, you know, Lifeway Christian Resources. I think that's Lifeway's the Baptist bookstore. It says here, Lifeway Christian Resources, Christian bookseller, publishing arm of Southern Baptist Convention, announced on August 10, 2014, that they suspended sales of Driscoll's books. There you go.
Well, I mean,
So
there is definitely.
Lifeway quit selling his book. King had identified Acts 29's call for Driscoll to step down as certainly a part of their decision, along with their cumulative effect of other allegations against Driscoll. Driscoll was removed from the speaker roster of several planned Act Like Men conferences, which include other Acts 29 speakers, and past Driscoll's association. Well, it goes on here, and then when he goes on his resignation from Mars Hill, then he's now built the started the church of Trinity Church in Scottsdale, Arizona, I think, where he is now. His new ministry we had purchased and found, they went to that's in said his family had moved to Phoenix, Arizona. I guess that's around Phoenix. Driscoll announced the opening of his new church, 2016. The roster included two former Mars Hill employees, were on that came with them. In July 21, a letter surfaced from 41 elders who served alongside Mark in Mars Hill years, calling him to resign from Trinity and step away from ministry. Completely in the letter, what jurisdiction do they think they have?
I don't know.
So anyway, so it looks like you know, he's pretty strong on sexuality, genders, you know, that sort of stuff. So that's kind of, it looks like to me, I'm not saying that I mean, I can't say Driscoll didn't have arrogance, pride, and all. He can be guilty of all the above, which we all got a little bit, and you just don't, you need to look in the mirror if you don't think you do. But looks like to me, after the dust settles, Jeff, that I think Driscoll's going to end up being more guilty. Now you get down to this conference that we're talking about, the male stripper on the pole. Now, do they really think Mark wasn't going to say something
Well, I mean, thank
based
God
on his
somebody said something. Yeah, but I don't know why in the world they would have thought any different than what they got.
Well, I mean, you know, if you want a preacher to preach, tempt him with sin.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
Just sin right in front of him. See if he won't preach against it.
if he won't preach. You're going to turn a
That's
preacher
right.
on.
That's
That's just
exactly
all.
right. There's no doubt about that.
So they pushed his button, and there
And he
again,
got mad at him because he got his button pushed.
Yeah. And then he got up on stage, I don't know, the same day, next day or something, him and Lindell come out, and he apologized for not running the battle with Lindell first. Now, I mean, Driscoll's, he's got to follow what he thinks is the Holy Ghost,
Yeah, I
and
wouldn't
maybe
have
that
done that.
was. But no, I couldn't have got you to have done
I
that.
wouldn't
There
have done
wouldn't have been
that,
no
no.
way. No,
No,
no.
there
You'd
ain't
looked
no
at me
way
and
in this
said,
world I'd have
no,
done that,
Alan,
no.
no, Alan, no.
Yeah,
You'd looked at
no,
me and
not
said,
doing
that's a
that. This
no-nee.
ain't
That's
happening.
a no-nee.
Window shut,
Yeah,
window shut.
window shut. You'd have told me window shut. That's right.
That's right, that's
And so anyway. All
Oh,
right,
boy.
that's our take on Mark Driscoll.
That's
We
right,
kind
and we're
of would
sticking
end
to
up
it.
more. Yeah, and 1 to 10, we're going to fall on the right side with Driscoll in this whole thing,
Yeah.
I believe. And that's where
Yeah.
the Smith and Rowland's at, and I'm sure this will get us some responses.
I hope so. Okay, Alan.
Okay, buddy. All right, Roland. Have a good day.
Have a
Talk to you
good
tomorrow.
day. All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.